Hello, welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
This is Kristen.
Kristen.
Yeah, and I'm not naming last names because apparently that was a legal issue.
It was.
A rare Australian tarpa.
Chris out, more like Christine.
Hello, Kristen speaking.
Hi, Chris.
Did you hear that, Kristen?
I heard something, but I didn't pick it up. Is that a good thing?
Yes, it is.
No,
would you approve this episode?
No,
thank you.
Kristen. Okay, what I said was... Is this Christ in or Christ out?
Well, I answer to pretty much everything. It's one of those names, Christy, Kirstine, Kristen, Christina, you know, anything that will do. Yeah.
So Christ out was a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. That's very impressive. I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, so actually that's better than me calling you Kirsty or something.
Yeah,
great.
Well done.
Well, having heard the joke, now will you approve the podcast?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yay! That's very good news.
Hey, it's Kristen from the Gold Coast, and I approve this podcast.
Coming up today, the movie wrap. Have we committed to using the meows?
Yeah, always. Oh, I didn't in the rap, actually.
Okay.
I've just realised.
But how was your... Oh, fuck, now I'm going to... How was your Miesa, Meowcarthy, Meowvi, Meowrathon?
Yeah, Meowlissa, Meowcarthy, Meowvi, Meowrathon.
How'd you go?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I committed to watching two Meowlissa, Meowcarthy movies. That's coming up in a bit.
If someone says something like, I was just trying to be funny... It's never a good sign, right?
You know that thing that people used to like share on MySpace or Tumblr or whatever, and it's like there's truth behind every just kidding. Like I feel like people that say things like, I was just trying to be funny, are super racist or like super misogynistic. That like they say like some really horribly racist joke and then people are like, hey, that's actually not funny. And they're like, oh, well, I was just trying to make you laugh.
Just trying to make you laugh.
I was just trying to be funny.
It's sort of like.
If you got to try.
And if you have to explain the joke,
yeah,
it wasn't a good joke.
Not that funny.
And if someone liked exactly what you just said, or even if they just said, I'm just trying to be funny,
yeah,
it obviously wasn't that funny, was it?
No.
So,
but normally it's like super offensive what they've said, or you're just like, where the fuck did that come from?
My behaviour with some people in the real estate industry has been questioned. And I, Ryan John Dunn, was honestly just trying to be funny.
Were you being incredibly racist or misogynistic?
I don't think either of those two things, but there's...
But it hasn't come over well?
It hasn't gone across. And I'd like you and the Tarpers to let me know if I was way out of line here. First of all, speaking of real estate, wherever you're listening to this podcast, I want to know, is your country also, the economy's cooked? Is that everywhere in the world?
I
is that a vibe
so.
Right
Isn't
now?
Isn't that just like the economy is like global anyway?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that the thing?
Well, it depends what you mean. Yeah, I mean,
isn't
yeah,
just inflation fucked everywhere?
It is at the moment, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, mate, I'm doing an MBA at the moment at Melbourne Business School, so I'm pretty across it. I'll read the Fin Review.
I believe house prices all around the world over the last few years have gone crazy, like
really?
Australia. So we're not alone there. But
is the bubble about to burst?
It's slowing, don't they?
So basically... I just like to break this down for everyone.
Like I'm a five-year-old. Explain it to me so I can understand. Yeah.
Well, I'm also five, so it's going to be, you know, same level.
Two five-year-olds chatting about the housing economy.
So because, like, they put up the interest rates, right, so that less people, like, borrow money, right?
Well, but don't have as much to borrow, yeah.
Sure. So then because people's, like, borrowing capacity is minimised, less people are buying, so naturally, like, house prices fall a little bit, right?
Pretty.
Because people have less money to play with.
Yeah, so maybe not buying less houses, but they don't have the house. The amount they can pay is
the money to spend.
Which hopefully, in theory, will bring the price down.
Because people go, oh, it's obviously not going to sell. No one's got that money. I see.
Yep.
So that means that now would be like if you were in the right position, which I'm not, this would make like this time a good time to buy a house, right?
I would say, so say it's down 3%.
Mm-hmm.
It just went up 25%.
House prices.
Like it went up 25 and now it's come down 3. So you're like, oh, it's come down 3. Yeah, but it's still up 22 from, you know what I mean? So it's slightly easier.
Mm. It's like when you buy something on sale and you're like, I've saved money, but you've still spent the money that you spent.
Yeah, okay, cool.
All right, now that econ chat's over.
Yeah. I don't know if people would have found that infuriating or informative.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Who's to say? Since we've started,
feeling a break, guys.
Yeah, since we started this podcast 51 weeks ago, I've been looking for my forever home. I believe it was like the second app where I said that I need to use the bathroom in an open home told that that
is not okay.
And that's not okay. We've come second 3 times in bidding and offers and that kind of stuff. So we've got really close, still haven't got there, but we've just fallen in love. It's real nice. And as Tony has told me, it's a little bit too nice for my budget. Is that fair?
That's not what I said. I said, I think it's going to be, it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's stunning.
Yeah.
It looks like an Airbnb that like Beyonce would stay in. Like it's stunning. And I just am aware that it's going to be quite competitive given the price and the area.
A lot of people are going to love it.
Yes. And that's it's gorgeous. If I had the money, I'd be fucking bidding.
Hey, back off, mate.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Imagine if we're bidding on the same house at an auction.
Well, at least then we'd both get to hang out in it.
Nah.
I'd be like, win-win for me.
Nah, because if I didn't get it, every time I went over to your place, I'd just be like,
nah, it's like
this
that
place
thing,
is nice. I wish it was mine.
No. I think you've got this wrong because it's a bit like how no one wants a boat, but everyone wants a mate with a boat.
I completely agree on that.
Yeah.
100%.
I'd be your mate with a boat except a beautiful house and you'd be living in just like a box somewhere.
All right, here's the deal. I'll get this nice house. You can come over whenever you want. And then I can get drunk on your boat whenever I want.
I don't have a boat.
You get the boat. I'll get the house.
I don't want a boat because I want a mate with a boat. I don't want a
boat.
I
want you to be the mate with a boat.
Oh.
We'll hang out with Jace Hawkins. He's got a boat.
He's got a boat. He can be our mate.
So.
Glad we sorted that out.
So online, this sponsored ad comes up from this construction company.
Yeah.
And it's the house. So Bridge gets a sponsored ad for the house we're already looking
at. The Beyonce Airbnb.
And it's by this like construction company. And we didn't know this when we fell in love with it. So you might like this even more now. It's an all-female team of architects, builders, chippies, and no wonder it's got the beautiful touch. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
And they go, hey, and it's one of those Instagram accounts where they change, like, so they'll move on to the next project and then they'll change the name of the account. And so their followers come with them and they go, here's our new project and follow along behind the scenes as we do the reno and stuff.
So that's so awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. But
I'm guessing that you're very on purpose not sharing the name because you don't want anyone else to see it right now.
Well, this leads into exactly my issue.
Okay.
They're doing such a great job on Instagram.
Yeah.
I stop promoting how good this house is.
Yeah.
They're drumming up interest.
No, but I mean, they want them. They want people to buy.
Yeah, they're not the real estate though. And they're like, look at this luscious, beautiful floors we've done. I'm like, stop showing people how good the floors are.
No, but they fucking spent all their money on it.
So here's...
They want to increase the flip, mate. They're business women. Yeah. They know what they're up to.
They bought it. They've bought it. It was trash last year and they're flipping.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd send them a DM.
God. Ryan.
And can I remind you of the line? I was just trying to be funny.
You've used your blue tick for evil.
It's not a blue tick scenario. It's just a regular
No, but
on
you
Instagram.
Would have gone straight into their old DMs.
I did.
Everybody else would have gone into requests. You would have gone right in. Okay. Must be nice being famous.
Fuck.
Is it good?
What's
it like? God, you must never pay for coffee. Oh, you never pay for coffee because I always fucking pay for it.
I've DM'd them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I mentioned I DM'd them, you've already done many a eye roll.
I just... Oh.
Are you nervous for me or excited that I'm
excited
about to buy my dream house?
No, I'm excited because I want you to get the house, but I'm just like, is DMing them the right... Though, that other house that you almost got, I said you should write the owners a letter, and you did, and that almost worked.
Almost.
So do you think this is like the 21st century vibe of that?
Yeah. So last time I was like, we'd love to start a family here. We could see our family. Yep. You've done such a beautiful job.
Yes.
We'd love to buy this house off you. Here's our offer. And they're like, cool, someone who bid 500 more, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
This is what I sent.
On Instagram.
To their account.
Yeah.
Can you please close down this Instagram account? I'm dreaming about buying this house and living in it for the next 30 years, and I don't want anyone else out there knowing how great it is and pricing me out of the market. Thanks in advance. Ryan.
Oh. That's real abrasive.
Oh, is that not kind of funny? Because it's like, oh, close it down. Your house is too good.
But did you put like a ha-ha or like a smile emoji or something?
I don't emoji.
No, but like did you do any of that?
No, and even as I read it out loud, I almost naturally went to put a ha-ha in my voice.
Yeah.
But I did not put that in the...
Or did you even say like, hey, oh my gosh, love the hi, I'm Ryan or like...
Don't read down, but just read the top message.
That's actually like super aggressive. I don't like that. If someone sent me that message, I'd be like, do not sell this guy this house.
What? Have I cost us the house?
That's really aggressive. Even the first line, can you please close down this Instagram account? Question mark. You weren't.
It's like, oh, can you please close it down? Your house is way too good.
But that's not how you've written it at all.
All right, you read it how you read it out loud how you're reading it.
Can you please close down this Instagram account? I'm dreaming about buying this house and living in it for the next 30 years, and I don't want anyone else to know it exists and price me out. Thanks in advance, Ryan.
Oh, no, let me read it how I was writing it.
No, I know what you, you just read it. I know how you
want
it.
Can you please close down this account? Oh, you guys have done such good. I'm dreaming about buying this house. It's just so good. You know, I want to live in it for the next 30 years. Don't want anyone else to know about it, you know, price me out. So yeah, thanks in advance, you know.
That's not what you wrote.
Well, that's not how they read it because you've seen they've replied.
I didn't read their response.
You've seen our responses come back?
Yes, yeah.
Did you see my backtrack after?
No, I didn't. You just told me not to read it. Obviously, I didn't see it.
I'm so embarrassed. Hi, Ryan. We will not be closing the account. I created this account for my team and I to show off our excellent designs, including the house we're currently working on. It's not directly set up to drive sales, so we won't be making any changes. All the best with the house search.
I wouldn't have even been that nice. That's a cold as fuck response, and I wouldn't have even been that nice. I probably would have blocked you. I'd have been like, fuck you. That would really put me on offside, I think. If I read that message, I'd be like, who does this guy fucking think he is?
Thanks for changing the C word to guy. No, who does this guy think
he is? No, but like, what? I'd be like, what the fuck? I'm offended, and I wasn't even, you're fucking using our good name here.
It's not about my name. It's just about like giving the guys a compliment about their beautiful house.
But you didn't give them a compliment. You asked them to close down the account.
As a joke.
But you didn't write it as a joke.
I'm embarrassed.
You should be. That's awful.
I'm backtracking. And can I just repeat the
line? I actually don't even think this should go on the podcast, to be quite honest. It doesn't paint you very well.
Can I repeat the line? I was just trying to be funny. Has being funny cost my wife and I our dream house?
No, because it wasn't fucking funny.
That's what I mean. Have we put ourselves
out
of
the
race?
No, but you just said, has being funny cost me the house? You weren't being funny. Oh. That's not funny.
Someone back me up in the episode thread.
That's a horrible message to send someone. You didn't even put, and I know you don't emoji.
I'm not an emoji guy.
No, no, no. I know that you're not.
But they don't know that.
Exactly. And surely if you were trying to be funny and you're trying to like butter these people up.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to butter them up up.
So then you should
I'm buttering bread at work and I'm trying to butter them up after hours.
But then so you should have like gone over the top. Because like if you sent me that message, right? I would know what you were trying to like get across, but I talk to you more than I talk to anyone in the world.
Thank you.
So, you know, like I get your tone. I would have understood what you were trying to probably get across.
Is it a body language? Is it a body language issue? I've got bad body language.
Bad text language?
Yes. The body language in this text.
Did you read this to Bridget?
I said, should I message them? And she was like, oh, no way. And then I was like, oh, like I'll just send something funny. And she's like, oh, okay.
You know how in a video that we posted the other day, we talked about a business?
Sorry, I'm really defensive right now. Yeah, go on. Yes.
And I tagged them.
And I said, yeah.
And you were like, whoa, maybe don't tag them.
Maybe don't tag them.
You've done, what you've done.
Okay.
I think this is a really bad call. Do you want me to message them? I'll message them.
From my account?
No. I'll message them personally. Okay. And I'll be like, and I'll message what you should have messaged. and we should see their response.
I'll make a deal with you because I'm torn. Can I just be brutally honest?
Sure.
I'm so curious to know how they respond to you with that kind of message because I know you're great. Hey, I've read the blog of From the Desk of Dr. Tony Lodge. I know you're a great writer.
I am the official TARP copywriter.
Yeah, you are the official TARP. So I'm so curious.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's this deep fear that I'm going to get a phone call from you in 3 weeks going, I just bought a house. I'd be like, fuck you, that was my house. My dream Beyonce Airbnb. It's so great. And you're like, I know. I'm in the hot tub out the back right now.
You're going to have to buy a boat.
Do you want to
Hey, it's Kristen from the Gold Coast, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Welcome back to the Tony and Ryan podcast. During that brief musical interlude, approver, potential ad, depending on where you are, I've just got a dressing down from Tony Lodge. Like when the mic goes off and Tony goes, but seriously,
not
that's
great.
Fucked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like they said
watch
in the
this
message,
space.
They said in the message, right? Mm-hmm. This is not for house sales. They don't have anything to do with it. So hopefully they aren't in talks with the real estate agent and you don't get, you know, a black mark next to your name.
Well, it's an auction. So they don't judge you on being an asshole. Or do they?
Are you
rich?
Oh,
someone's bid this? But we're going to just not accept that offer. So
imagine if they did. Imagine if they're like, I recognise that hair, but don't put him through.
Not in that sweater.
Oh, he's wearing that fucking jumper again.
Wouldn't have thought so, bud.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion TARPers over at our Patreon. You can check it out at any time in the link in our bio or our show notes. Bianca DiGiobbe.
DiGiobbe.
DiGiobbe. DJB, you know that song?
DJB!
Cole Chandler, thank you. Sammy, I wonder if it's Sammy's sweetheart from Jersey Shore.
I would have thought it was.
Me too.
What other Sammys are there?
Exactly.
There's Sammy's Charcoal Chicken in Eltham. Shout out.
Oh my God. How good is a fucking chicken shop?
Had it last night. Sammy's.
Did you?
Yeah, at mum's place.
Did you go to your mum's?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was busy, so.
Oh, because there was an open house near there that it doesn't going to matter anyway, so. Oh. Just thought I'd see it before I get kicked out.
Could we eat Sammy's charcoal chicken in Beyonce's Airbnb when you get to buy it? Or when I buy it?
When you buy it, yes. And maybe we'll do a chicken and salad on my boat.
Chloe Giddens, thank you so much. Mackenzie Stogstill, Phoebe Davidson, Alyssa Grace. Oh, beautiful. Jemima Crossley, Bree Henselit, and Rachel Fabri. Thank you
thank
so
you very much.
Tomorrow, you fucking love to see that.
You do fucking love to see that. Mm. Tomorrow on the show, things you can say at a tattoo parlor and also in the bedroom.
Yep.
But today
I had fun with that one.
It was good.
It was good.
And a lot of people got tats in the TARPA community, so a lot had a lot of input.
Well, our mate Trilby.
Yes.
They've got a TARPA tat.
Yeah, forgot about that.
Yeah. Which is pretty fucking cool.
That's
so,
really fucking cool.
Yeah. Shout out to our mate Josh Wood Tattoo over in Perth. He did that for our mate Trilby.
Legend.
Fuck, you love to see that.
So this week's movies.
Sorry, a TARPA tattoo. That just
I forgot about that
every time.
Yeah,
there's a few now.
Really?
Remember the girl who got like meow in Morse code?
Oh yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
that's a bit more subtle than Trilby's
good
one.
Yeah, Trilby's literally says "fuck me dead," which is so funny.
Speaking of back in the day, and considering we're still in year one of this podcast,
early TARP.
I reckon we've already watched Bridesmaids.
So when we So we are doing Meow Lissa, Meow Carthy, Meowvies. Yeah. When you said, have we done Brides Meowds?
Yeah.
I said, I don't think we have, but maybe we have.
Because I watched it last night.
Yep.
And I, as soon as the first scene happened, I was like, oh, I've seen this recently. When did I have seen it? And we pretty much only watch movies for the podcast.
Yeah.
So I was like, would it be? Because I reckon we would have done a category called like Tony's favorites in the first few weeks.
But see, I thought we did that because Bridesmaids literally is one of my favorite movies. But I thought we hadn't done, and no one, see, this is, we rely on the TARPers a lot.
Yeah, they remember more than we do.
Yeah. So because pretty much, peek behind the curtain, as soon as we record an episode, we kind of forget what was in it.
Yeah.
Even last week in the episode threads, you put stuff on the wrong day.
Did I?
Yeah. So you put the Photoshop thread on the day that the Schooly McSchool thing was.
No, it all blurs into one.
But exactly.
Yeah.
So when we put the polls up, we hope that people are like, oh, yo, you've actually done that before. No one did that. And the Patreons are normally.
They're fucking right on it.
They're pretty fucking onto it.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, They're right in it.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I feel like someone would have said something. But even if we had, it's a great fucking movie.
It is a great fucking movie.
And we watched it for a different reason because Matt Arnott, who turns out maybe isn't as big a fan as we thought because he suggested Bridesmaids, but wanted us to watch the movie Spy that we should do a Melissa McCarthy category, including Spy, Bridesmaids, The Heat, etc. So on the poll in our Patreon, so all levels of Patreon tiers can vote on the movies. The options were The Heat, Spy, Life of the Party, Ghostbusters, and Bridesmaids.
And
or
the winner?
Bridesmaids was the winner.
Do you want to get into that first or your theory?
Let's do the theory.
Okay.
So on Friday when we announced this category, because I said the movie Spy is shocking.
Yep.
I also said if that doesn't win, I'll watch that one as well.
And why is that? What's your theory?
Because my theory was that the first time I watched Spy was on a plane.
Yep.
Do you think that makes a difference? Everybody said, yes, it definitely does. But my theory is that watching a movie on a plane makes really good movies shit, like Inception or like Batman or something like Beautiful and Long and a bit convoluted or whatever. But it makes like shitty, like trashy kind of movies or TV shows better.
It's a great leveler.
Yeah, because like your standards are so low, you know you're probably not going to be able to really like keep up.
Yeah.
There's going to be like a baby crying. Someone's going to be like, Johnson peanuts, like here's your chocolate, do you want a wine, whatever.
And so when you watched Spy on the plane, how was it?
It was shocking.
But doesn't that mean it's a great film in your theory?
Well, it made a bad movie.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Because that wasn't part of the theory.
No, but how bad is it that it's not good? Because are you saying that Spy is like Inception?
I haven't seen it. Maybe it is. A lot of people were backing it in hard and I was like, maybe it is one of the great, you know, visual delights of our lifetime.
Okay.
Well, a Hollywood classic.
Well, I watched it again.
And?
I couldn't even get all the way through.
Because it was so good.
I wanted to savour the rest of it.
I didn't want to ruin my appetite.
It's fucking shocking.
Really?
I did laugh at one bit where she gets on a scooter and the scooter falls over.
Classic.
But like...
easy joke.
Yeah. It's fucking shocking.
It's shocking?
It's a shocker.
Okay. So you're glad that we're not watching it this week? Even though you
I already
backed
had
yourself
to.
In and had to watch it?
But luckily I had a palate cleanser coming. And that was the best movie ever, which is Bridesmaids.
At the fancy restaurant where they bring you like the shaved flavoured ice.
Yeah.
As
a sorbet, palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Amuse-bouche, is that what it's called?
I've never heard that.
Is it amuse-bouche? Is that what
it's
is?
If it's not what it's called, it should be what it's called.
Amuse-bouche is definitely something.
I mean, everything's something.
Yeah. Stuff's just places. Everything's something, and I'm pretty sure a moose boosh is the palate cleanser thing. Anyway, so we ended up watching Bridesmaids.
How'd you like it?
I mean, I've watched it about 75 billion jillion times, so I loved it.
What did you think? Something to say.
Please.
Kristen Wiig wrote it. It's really funny. She physical acting, not just the words, but just the...
just
she's
the delivery
incredible.
Across the board.
Yeah, and just stumbling around drunk and just wrestling with the big cookie.
Yeah.
You know, she's so funny, but... I've said before that there are two types of people when it comes to like awkward, cringy moments.
Uh-huh.
There's people that lean right in.
Yeah.
I spent the majority of the movie with my head inside my hoodie. I had to pull my hoodie up over my face because there's just so many like it's not bad. But just like, you know, that classic scene of when they're trying to outdo each other with the speeches and it just keeps going and getting more awkward and seeing.
Keep smiling.
But as soon as that scene starts, because you've seen it and it's like a cult scene, I'm like, ooh, and I couldn't watch. And I was like, Bridget, tell me when it's over. Tell me when it's over.
See, like, I watch it and I'm like, fuck, this is just so great.
And when she's on the plane and she's like back chatting the flight attendant. Yeah.
Are you an appliance?
Stove. My name's Steve. Stove. What's an appliance? And I can't. It's just so awkward.
Oh,
and then when she cracks
this,
when she just flips her lid at the engagement party take two or the hens do part two.
Yeah.
I
never got a chance to try that fucking cookie.
I spent more time with my head in my hoodie than I did watching the screen.
Oh, it's so
I can't do
good.
It. Why but can't like, I do it? Why is there a difference?
I actually have no idea why you don't like it, to be honest.
Oh, but again, it's not that I don't like it and appreciate it. It's just I can't cop the awkward cringiness of it.
But I don't think it's cringy. I think it, but it is just like so, like, but it's not even over the top. You're not looking at it going like, they've gone too far here.
Oh, no. It's more like if I was in the room.
Yep.
I'd be like, I'd jump out of the plane.
Please stop.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, I really put myself into the, I'm like, I can't sit in the room for this. This is a weird chat. Ladies, just sort it out.
But sometimes I'm really cringe. Do you ever feel like that with me?
Like when we're out and about or just?
Oh, just in general. Like, because obviously we do stuff on the pod that's like cringe as and whatever. Do you ever feel like that with me where you're like, I can't watch that?
No.
Good. That's good.
No.
So I'm either not that funny or not that cringe.
What's worse?
I'll take it.
Yeah. I will say, though, the funniest, most underrated thing of the decade.
Yeah.
Which, because there's so much other funny stuff in the movie, this specific part gets glossed over.
Yeah.
But when she's on the first scene, when she's on the electric gate and it starts opening, yeah. It is the funniest thing.
It's the cleaner is like... Yeah.
I think it's because it's so slow and just quiet.
And because you know that she's like trying to tune this dude who's a fuckhead.
Yeah.
And like.
It does every time I see it.
But then the music starts and it's like, oh, she's so good. It is the best movie.
Yeah.
It honestly is so good. Would you like to hear my Bride's Meow's rap?
I would.
Well, good, because I'm going to do it.
All right, here we go.
All right, 2022.
Bride's Moods.
Bride's Meows.
Here we go.
This week, McCarthy, comma, Melissa. Bridesmaids is my favourite movie ever. Lillian's getting married to Dougie, you know. Ooh. Eating all that meat, shitting in the street. Ooh. There's a woman on the wing of the plane and he gets dropped from the other wedding dames. She falls in love with the guy from the IT crowd. They all sing Wilson Phillips loud.
Yeah. Woo. Also, the end of when the band is singing at the end. Are they a real band?
Yeah, that's a real song.
Yeah, and I just love that they're on the pontoon and the fireworks. Like, oh, she's gone a little over the top.
I love that how trash it is, like, when they both say I do and the lasers go, they do, and it fucking, oh, my God. And the dress, like the...
It's...
Oh, my God. It is such a good movie. I remember watching it in the cinema and being like, this is going to change my life, and it did.
This is going to change my life.
Just like women in comedy, you know? How fucking cool is that? That there's just like, it's literally just a fucking movie full of like women kicking ass.
Kicking ass. The reason we watched it is because of Melissa McCarthy. She's obviously not the main character.
No. She's fucking funny in that.
However, how revved up were you when she like gives the speech? Like, and she goes and gives her a roughing up.
Oh, yeah. And she got all those dogs.
Got all those dogs. Yeah, fuck, that was so good. I think she was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress.
Really? Oh, yeah. But she fucking deserves it either way because, fuck it, she's so good in that movie.
Yeah, incredible.
And you know the Air Marshal John, like Ben Falcone, like that's her husband?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wrote and directed a lot of her movies.
Yeah.
So before you go shit canning those ones, mate. That was her husband.
Yeah, I watch all of them by default. Not all of them are Bridesmaids, Lev, but most of them are pretty good.
Most of them are pretty good. things you love to see. And Tony has seen this happen to me in real time. I've been in a transition phase over the last week where I'm now a different person. And what I'm loving to see is my new personality.
What's your new personality?
I'm all about Young Gravy.
Oh.
He is a fucking legend. He kind of looks like my half-brother Cooper, which is a little bit hilarious. And I'm just loving the goss with Addison Rae's dad. I'm loving his music. I'm loving that he's like hooking up with people's mums and shit and making bangers. I'm just more Young Gravy news for me. Send it over.
Literally.
Number one fan.
Every time we're sitting down doing work, then all of a sudden Ryan's
like, oopsie-daisy.
Damn, Gravy, you suck. Like, literally all the time.
It's so good.
It's a lot.
Anyway, that's my new personality.
I'm glad you're into something new. That's great.
And I think you should be honoured that you've seen the journey of probably me a week ago going, oh, who's this guy? And then a few days later me coming in and going, oh, let me tell you more about Gravy. You've seen me go from 0 to 100.
Why should I be honoured that I've seen that?
It's a transformation.
What?
I'm a new person. Like when you see someone in like a rough trot, then they come out the other side and they're feeling great.
Sorry, are you likening this to somebody who's like overcoming adversity?
Well, you know how some people like, this could be the most offensive thing I ever say.
Oh, I was just trying to be funny.
I was just trying to be funny. You know how some people like find God?
Yeah.
I've found Young Gravy. And I'm better for it.
Hmm. Great.
And don't you like
I'm
to
really
see that?
I'm really happy for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Yep. Awesome. My love.
Damn, gravy. You're so vicious. You're so glad.
You don't even know the words.
I just love the tune.
You're like, I'm his biggest fan. You don't even know the words to his song. Maya Love to See It is a message that I got on Instagram from Lollipop Sister. And they said, English is not my first language. So when you guys decided to put muscles on your LinkedIn profile, you might remember that we were talking about what I could call my job.
Is that still your
LinkedIn.
Job title?
Yeah. And it's muscles because I carry the show.
Yes.
And Lollipop Sister has said, I thought you meant muscles,
like
from the sea. I was very confused about the meaning of this. How could a muscle carry
a
podcast?
And then I was at the beach and I saw a muscle with an iPhone. I was like, oh, it all makes sense now.
And then they said, is it strong? And I just thought that was so funny. And I said, thank you.
How did you reply?
I just said,
yes, they are.
This is fantastic. Thank you so much for listening.
Did you answer a question?
And I said, obviously it's muscles, like bicep muscles.
Right.
But yeah, fuck, I thought that was so funny.
I thought you were going to say, like, I just laughed and, like, left her, like, still not knowing the answer.
No, because they'd already realised that but they were like, I was very confused for a moment. And I thought you loved to see that. I mean, lots of people think that when we say tapas, we're saying, like, tapas, like Spanish food.
And well, there was that moment and in Australia, like if you're painting a room, you put a tarp down so you don't stain the carpet.
So no one knew why we were saying tarp.
Mm.
Tony and Ryan podcast.
Yeah.
And if you listen, you're a tarper.
Yep.
So anyway,
do
I just
we need a dictionary?
We should. Maybe you do. I thought maybe we should clear that up. But fucking, I'm on fire today.
Excuse me. I couldn't use a dictionary and I'll tell you why. You need to know how to spell things to find stuff in there. So I go, oh, how do you spell that? Look it up in the dictionary. Well,
That's a good point.
If I knew how to spell it, I would be able to find it. And then if I could find it, I wouldn't need to know how to spell it because I'm already here.
How good does it feel now that all the teachers that were assholes to you, like, well, you won't have a dictionary with you all the time.
No,
or
Google.
You won't have a calendar with you all the time. Or you won't have a calculator with you all the time. Fuck you.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucked in.
Thanks, iPhone.
My goal in life is to get close enough to the word so Google goes, did you mean this? And I go, fucking right, I did.
Thanks, Google.
You got
Bros.
My back.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk to you tomorrow. We're talking about things you can say in a tattoo parlor and also in the bedroom, meow. Yeah.